Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Honorable and respected ulama, my respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not repossess knowledge. Allah ta'ala does not take knowledge away by snatching it away from the ibad, the servants of Allah rabbul izzat. Amongst the signs of Qiyamah is that knowledge will begin to become scarce on the surface of this earth. But what would happen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the people of knowledge. Through this period of COVID, we have witnessed many a great alim leave the surface of this earth and return to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant them all and all the deceased of the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. But when we see like the latest, the great giant of knowledge, Mufti Taha Kiran, Rahimahumullah, then one begins to wonder, what is our role? And how do we react to all of this? On the one hand, there is that sadness. On the other hand, as an ummah, we also need to introspect our own positions. There is no doubt in the fact that the existence of deen on the surface of this earth will be based and it will pivot around the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of Quran, and the knowledge of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the knowledge of the ahkam and the laws of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when we turn the pages of a hadith, we will find our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving advice to various sahaba. And this has been narrated by several sahaba, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and others, with a variance of words. But the theme and the lesson that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves us with is one and the same. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Kun aliman, become an alim. In other words, one that studies the intricacies of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the ahadith, and all the related knowledge to Quran and hadith. In the hadith we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a great deal of fadilat, a great deal of virtue to a person that dedicates himself and becomes an alim of deen. And again, it is never too late. We may feel that the beard has gone grey, the back is bending, but yet we found many in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even at that late stage of their lives, they had gone out to study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was one such person, an old man that had left Damascus, and he traveled to Madinah Tayyibah almost non-stop. In other words, his only stopping was for his salat, for a little rest, but not an overnight stay. And he comes to Madinah Tayyibah in a condition in which he is absolutely dehydrated. He is still on his conveyance. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu sees him, a pitiful sight, an old person, dehydrated, sitting on his conveyance, he asked Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, I have come to Madinah Tayyibah, all the way from Damascus, to listen to how you recite At-Tahiyyat. Now those that read Salat and Salam will know that there are various narrations from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to At-Tahiyyat. So Sahaba have narrated it differently, variants of words, all are correct, all are from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Amirul Mu'mineen, I have come to Medina just to learn At-Tahiyyat from you. So brothers and friends, this is a result of desire. This is a result of a burning desire to learn the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and may Allah ta'ala implant that desire into us. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, may yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi ddeen, that when Allah ta'ala desires good for a person, Allah ta'ala implants in that heart the tafaqquh, the understanding of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. We probably heard the name of Imam Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani, rahimahumullah. He was one of the students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. And not just an ordinary student, but he was responsible for systemizing the fiqh and the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. He was also the student of the ustad of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayh. And he had a great influence in the systematic method of the Shafi'i fiqh and of that of the Maliki fiqh also. A great personality. When he left this world, somebody saw him in a dream. And again, Qiyamah is still to come. But Allah Ta'ala shows us, sometimes before a building is built, we have a model. That model gives us an idea of the actual building that is going to be built. So this is a faint model that Allah Ta'ala sometimes opens the realities of certain things to certain individuals. Somebody saw him in a dream and they asked him, how did you fare in front of Allah Ta'ala? So he responded, Allah Ta'ala made me stand. And whilst I was standing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to me, O Muhammad, if I was desirous and willing to punish you, I would have never given you the understanding of deen. So that is one aspect that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to. And if we perhaps feel that we are unable to, then somebody in our families, in our progeny, someone that we can pick out and we can create ease by sending them out to study the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O muta'alliman, if you cannot become an alim, then become a student. Become a student of some alim. And now this doesn't really mean that we have to be the formal student of somebody whereby we have to enroll and admission takes place and now we are occupied for several hours in the day. But try and go to the discourses of the ulama-i-kiram and try and derive the understanding of deen. Try and learn the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Again, Our deen is dependent on this, and together with that, the deen of Allah Ta'ala pivots around the knowledge of the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi Rahmatullah Ali, he enlists the many, very many virtues that one would acquire and one would become a recipient. That when one goes out and sits in the discourse of an alim of deen, one spends one's time, one leaves one's home, one listens attentively, and then goes back. So he says, number one, that person becomes the recipient of the virtues that Allah has spoken about in the Quran. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah Ta'ala heightens the stages of those who have knowledge. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala heightens them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spoken an abundance in the hadith. And then secondly, when a person leaves one's home to attend the discourse of a learned scholar, a learned alim, as the person moves out of his home, the rahmah of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala begins to descend. And then when the person sits in such a discourse, during that time it is quite obvious that if he is attentive, he's put all other devices away, then he is in the obedience of Allah, and he is not in the disobedience of Allah. Allah's rahmah descends, and when he returns home, for every step he had taken to and from the discourse, for each step, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgives one sin. For this, we have to create within us a desire for this knowledge of deen. Four persons made tawaf of Baytullah. And after the tawaf of Baytullah, just the nutshell of it, they began to discuss with each other, let us make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And whatever dua is in our heart, we fervently seek it from Allah. One was Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His dua was that I beget the leadership of Makkah Mukarramah and that of Al-Hijaz. The second was his brother Mus'ab ibn Zubayr. He made dua that I be given the governance of Iraqain, Kufa and Basra. The third person heightened his desire. Understand that our du'as are motivated by our desires, and our desires are fulfilled by our du'as. What we desire for, that is what we address Allah Ta'ala the most. We seek from Allah Ta'ala. And secondly, after we beseech Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala grants what we desire as a result of our du'as. The third person, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who was present there, he made dua that I be given the leadership of the Muslim world. The three of them, their du'as were accepted. A point in time had arrived in Islamic history where Abdullah ibn Zubayr had assumed the leadership of Makkah, and at that time he sent his brother Mus'ab ibn Zubayr as a governor to Basra and Kufa. And then we found that Abdul Malik ibn Marwan was one of the leaders of the Bani Umayyah dynasty. The fourth person, Urwa ibn Zubayr rahmatullah alayh, made dua to Allah Ta'ala, an akuna aliman amila. O Allah, I become an alim. Ata'amanna, I become an alim. My desire is that I become an alim, one who practices. Ya'khuzu an-nas kitab rabbihim minni wa sunnata nabiyihim alayhi salatu wassalam. That people come to me and I'm able to teach them and they derive and acquire from me the Kitab of Allah, the knowledge of the Kitab of Allah Ta'ala, and also the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes on and he terminates. وَأَنْ أَفُوزَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, and that I am successful in the hereafter. وَأَحْظَى بِالْجَنَّةِ, and I get my share of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala accepted the desire and the dua of all four. Islamic history bears testimony to this fact. So when there is that desire in our heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill that desire. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O mustami'an, if we cannot attend the discourses of the ulama regularly, then at least whenever we are there, be attentive. Be attentive when we listen to the discourse. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Zumar, Allah Ta'ala says, give the glad tidings to my slaves. Who are my slaves? Those who listen attentively to whatever is being said as far as the Quran is concerned, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter they practice upon it. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the next stage, if we cannot hear, we cannot be present, then at least become muhibban, at least become one that will be a lover of Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Allah Ta'ala, and at least the lover of those to whom Allah has given the legacy of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, and that is of knowledge. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا تَكُنْ الْخَامِسَ, and do not become the fifth. The four he's encouraged us. The fifth, keep away from it. And what is the fifth? To remain ignorant of the deen of Allah and the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and friends, the knowledge of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat is very closely linked to the happenings before Qiyamah. Coming back to the initial hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the ulama will be lifted one after the other. And then what will happen? People will take ignorant individuals as their leaders. They would not have knowledge about the deen of Allah, or they would not have the understanding of the deen of Allah. And what they would do is they will be reckless in giving fatwa of the deen of Allah. They themselves are astray and they will sway us also astray. Allah Ta'ala save us. Those days are very difficult days for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers and friends, let us re-look at our priorities insofar as the knowledge of deen is concerned for ourselves. Secondly, for our children, for our family members, and let us understand that the basis of our deen and the existence of our deen is based on the knowledge of deen, who we get it from, how we derive it, and of course, then the practice of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give one and all the tawfiq and the hidayah to practice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all the marhumin the highest of Jannatul Firdaus, all who are ill and sick. May Allah ta'ala grant them shifa'i kamila ajila mustamirra. Those who have whatever difficulties, may Allah ta'ala relieve them of the difficulties. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.